By the end of this decade, maybe even as early as 2027, the state of Israel as it currently exists will no longer stand. Power does not fall with spectacle. It decays in silence. The philosophy of power. We are witnessing not a war, but a slow disintegration. Not a singular moment of collapse, but the quiet unspooling of a myth that has held for decades. The Israeli state, once constructed as a beacon of post-Holocaust survival and Western strategic interests, is fraying under the weight of its contradictions, not because it is militarily defeated, but because the story that sustains it is no longer believed. By 2027, and perhaps sooner, the structure may still stand, but the myth will not. And when the myth falls, the system that relies on it begins to crumble in earnest. The illusion of sovereignty. Sovereignty, too, is often just another mask worn over dependence. The philosophy of illusions. The Israeli state has long projected strength, a narrative of sovereignty forged through military dominance and technological innovation. But real sovereignty cannot exist when survival depends on foreign aid, narrative control, and the continual use of force to suppress the autonomy of others. What Israel possesses is not sovereignty, but scaffolding. Upheld by the United States' military funding, shielded by Western guilt, and maintained through the erasure of Palestinian voice. Sovereignty that depends on external crutches is not sovereignty at all. It is an illusion, curated for those willing to suspend disbelief. And illusions, no matter how tightly held, eventually collapse under scrutiny. Legitimacy is already breaking. Power without legitimacy is violence in slow motion. The philosophy of power. The crisis facing Israel is not military, it is moral. Legitimacy, once granted uncritically in the wake of the Holocaust, is now being rescinded in real time by the global public. Young voices around the world, especially across the global South and among emerging Western generations, are rejecting the sanitized version of history they were fed. What was once viewed as justified defense is now seen as naked oppression. When legitimacy breaks, power begins to rot from the inside. The government may still function, the borders may still be policed, but the connective tissue between ruler and ruled, and between the state and its external sympathizers, begins to disintegrate. What remains is force without faith. And history has shown us time and again, that kind of power cannot last. Palestine will rise, not in revenge, but in revelation. Palestine's emergence will not come with fanfare or vengeance, but as the result of a global awakening. It will be the slow but firm recognition that an entire population cannot be indefinitely erased. The world, driven not necessarily by compassion, but by the corrosive weight of accumulated guilt, will begin to rebuild what it helped destroy. This will not be a utopia. It will be fraught, fractured, and uncertain, but it will be real. A Palestine that rises not from retaliation, but from recognition, will stand on firmer moral ground than any colonial project ever could. And that recognition will be irreversible. In a decade defined by unmasking, Palestine will not rise as a conqueror, it will rise as a consequence. A new world is already being born. Today, power functions like a climate, omnipresent, ambient, and so total that we mistake it for nature. The philosophy of power. The crumbling of Western dominance is not theoretical. It is unfolding right now, in the quiet decoupling of economies, in the rise of independent technological ecosystems across China, India, and the broader global South. The United States, once the gravitational center of the geopolitical universe, is rapidly becoming a multipolar actor in a world that no longer needs its permission. And with that shift comes a new ethic, one less tethered to white saviorism, to neoliberal consensus, or to Cold War binaries. What we are living through is not just a shift in alliances, it is a shift in reality. The myths of the past, of the West as moral arbiter, of liberal democracy as the only path, are dissolving. In their place, something raw and decentralized is forming. A global order no longer governed by the old empires or their illusions. We are not powerless. We are not what we remember. We are what remains when the mirror breaks. The philosophy of illusions. In the face of systemic failure, it is tempting to retreat into helplessness, to believe that we are mere witnesses to a world unraveling. But that too is an illusion. We are not powerless. We are participants, whether consciously or unconsciously, in the very systems we critique. The unmaking of Israel as it was will not be completed by missiles or protests alone. It will be accelerated by the collective refusal to believe in its moral exceptionality. Every conversation, every refusal to normalize, every act of dissent contributes to a new foundation. We do not need to storm the gates of empire. We only need to stop holding them up. Collapse, after all, is less about destruction and more about no longer agreeing to the lie. The collapse will not be announced. It will not come with fireworks or final speeches. It will unfold in small acts, in countries quietly withdrawing support, in populations rejecting the performance, in courts issuing indictments that were once unthinkable. It will feel surreal until it becomes ordinary, until the thing we were told could never end has already ended, and all that remains is what comes after. And in that space, amid the rubble of illusion, we will face the one question that power can never answer for us. What do we choose to build, now that we know what was never real? This post draws on ideas from my books, The Philosophy of Power and The Philosophy of Illusions. For those ready to look beneath the veil, the journey begins there.